This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's
hump day. Hump day.
It's Cinco de Mayo.
It's May.
It's May. Keep that going. I like that.
Oh, absolutely.
Get one going for it's June.
We need those reminders, you know,
just
in case.
Where are we? What time is it? When is it in the world's history?
It's May.
Thank you.
Day.
It's a random hump day in May, everybody. But also it's Cinco de Mayo.
Imagine that, though. I thought of this yesterday as I was just cruising. I'm like, oh, my God, we're almost halfway through the year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Things I know we're not halfway, but one
right,
more month and we're halfway through the year, right?
Yeah, at the end.
Or month and a half, whatever.
Right. At the end of June, we're halfway through.
Oh, is it the end of June? Okay.
So I don't know. June. 6 full months have gone by. I don't know. I mean, honestly,
Months from halfway through the year already.
Yeah.
It's just trippy. I just was driving and just went, oh my God.
It's too much, Vinny. It's just going too fast. And also going too slow. Things either happened last week or 20 years ago. It's really difficult to discern the difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I mean,
I dropped my car off last Wednesday.
Yes.
And they're like, couple days.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting on them to say it's done.
Oh.
So as
well, at least you have a cool ride, right?
I mean, do, but I'm just over it. I just, you know, I want to check
your car.
My list off and be like, I finished that pile and I can't. I'm not anywhere near it. Ugh. Mm. So anyway, yeah, that's some things aren't going as fast as I'd like.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that because I do know how important it is to get things crossed off the list. It sucks when you look at the list and the same things on there every day and you're like, I would do that, but I can't do that.
Right.
You know, at least you know it, at some point you get your
Working
car back.
On it.
You
right.
know, it's happening.
No, I'm gonna be really feeling pretty good about things after it's clear this week's not going to get everything done, but I'm close. And when, like, a week and a half from now, I'm feeling pretty clear.
Oh, good.
Like a bunch of stuff's done.
Bryn, it's time to heap some stuff on Vinny's calendar.
No,
it
is not.
Can we get some stuff lined up there? Yeah, I think he's asking for some more stuff. God knows you wouldn't want to have a completely empty desk.
No, thanks. I'm good.
Just feel like you're not doing anything.
My kids keep finding ways to torture me, so I'm really...
Oh.
Last night was two injuries at bath time, and I was just going...
Two?
Two.
What happened?
This kid has to take naps. She's so
Is it
punchy
Hulk, baby?
At night.
Yeah.
Yeah. She just slipped in the bath and hits her face. I'm like, oh God, who does that?
Well...
Why even? Why aren't you just bathing? What is your deal, dude?
Yeah, no, it's playtime.
Right.
Baths are not about getting clean for children. It's like, oh, we get to get in the pool. You know.
Well, right. So then there's
and
that.
And then there's now soap, so everything's extra slippery.
She's smashed her mouth into the side of the tub, and I'm like, all right, fine, where that happened. So then we're out. We've stopped crying.
And bleeding.
She's pretty tough. Hulk baby is pretty damn tough. I'll give her that. And then I'm like... Yelling for mom, like, I'm done. I've done the baths. It's time for you to come dress this child. But Ma...
That's funny, before I did the same thing.
Before mom can get there, another injury happens. And I'm like, oh, come on!
What'd she do this time?
Slammed her finger in a dresser drawer, which I told her to get out of. Stop it. Your mom's gonna get your clothes. Leave that. Let me get your diaper on. Like, slammed it with blood coming out of her finger.
Oh, God.
And I was just like, this
is... Oh, my God. It sounds like Isla was in the right to give that kid a smack the other night. I mean, I hate to be on Isla's side on this one, but Jesus, someone needs to wake up, kid.
Yeah, that's the
other flailing around like
house.
A whirling dervish.
My daughter goes, she's like works herself into tears, and she's all, being grounded is terrible. And I'm like, right.
You're like, exactly, tell me about it. We've all been grounded right for the last year and a half.
What are you talking about? If it was fun, it wouldn't teach you anything.
Right.
And tears rolling down her face. I'm so bored. I can't see it. My life is terrible. I'm like, get out. You suck. You're the
really
worst.
My life is terrible.
Jesus.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, she's completely bummed. She wants to go play with her friends. She wants to have her iPad back. She wants to play Minecraft. I'm like, well, sorry.
It is amazing, though. Like, I mean, do they hear you sobbing, my life is terrible? Like, they, you know, the kid, that's a universal theme, isn't it? Like, wah, poor me. All of us.
Well,
every kid.
It is.
Yeah.
But don't forget that many of the things that are coming out of that kid's mouth didn't come from me or mom.
Right,
she's
sure
sneaking YouTube.
Came from
and
YouTube.
And that's where literally has become part of her vocabulary and more. Like, that's right, just one example.
All the movies they watch, you know.
And their friends. I mean, with their friends. Yeah.
What friends?
With.
There are no friends right now.
No, she's got a couple friends now. You know,
she has a couple friends, but it's I really believe some of these bad ideas are coming from YouTube, but you know, that's just, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm
no,
just.
You're right.
You think I am. I
YouTube's
really do.
Full of bad ideas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, everything from really obviously bad, like these stupid challenges that come around. It's like, oh, we'll hurt ourselves and film it.
Right.
And to just, you know, the bad influence of other people's vocabularies.
Yeah.
Forget it.
Right. But anyway, whatever. So that's just the nonsense that goes down on a daily basis. But I did get to go out for a surf. It was a beautiful day.
Nice.
And, hot, and frankly,
hot day.
Besides that nonsense, life's really good. I mean, and even they are great. It's just, you know, the daily torture, but it's cool.
Yeah.
And a nice meal.
Is today going to be a little, it's not going to be any cooler today, is it?
It's supposed to be, but it's still, we have a string of sunny days.
Yeah.
And we're in the 70s to 80s through.
Yeah. Thursday and Friday looks slightly cooler. I don't know. I just sweating. It's a thing.
I slept with a fan on last night.
Oh,
why don't you just turn on your AC? You've got AC. Your dad got AC at the house. Just tell him, Dad. Do you pay him rent? Do you pay for the?
You got to talk to them, Sarah.
I got it. Nick, Rose. Come on, guys. I get it.
AC is more expensive to keep on the entire night. I mean, if it's just a personal thing,
you don't have to keep the AC on the entire night.
No, just like, can we
just until everyone gets to sleep? Yeah, let's cool the house down for an hour, and then you can turn it off. By the time it's dark outside, you could open all the windows up and the house would be cool. But the house gets really stuffy.
Mm-hmm.
Nick and Rose, come on now. You know, you went and got this stuff. Your poor, wonderful daughter, she needs her sleep.
They're
she gets to get up very early.
For specific days is what they're doing.
I guess. I guess they are. Not me. I'm not saving
being,
it. In the afternoon.
Nick in this scenario, you know.
Yeah, they're probably saving it for when it's like 100 or something.
Easy on the bills, guys.
Yeah.
Bryn, you have like a single room unit. Is that what you do at your house?
Yeah. I have Cameron's room.
Oh.
Oh, you're talking about the AC situation.
Yes.
I have a little thing that's movable. I can move it to any room and it just.
So you carry it over your portable personal
not
cooling
really
unit.
Carryable. It's on wheels and it's just. Like, super heavy.
Does
it's
it have a drain? Heavy. Like, you have to stick it out the window?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
No, it has a drain, like a reservoir that you empty.
Oh.
But you do have to have
does
a,
it actually work?
An intake and exhaust. So it works for the room that I'm in.
So it'll
does
do
work.
It'll do
yeah, absolutely
a single
it
room.
Works. It'll,
yeah.
It'll make my room a refrigerator. It's awesome on those days. So everybody come on over here and sit, you know, in this room here and watch TV or whatever. Anita doesn't care. She loves the heat. She loves it.
Some people do. Some people can take it.
I can't take it. I'm over there.
I just don't want to be sticky.
Out.
I don't want my. I want to be able to reach out for my drink and not have my arm go away from my
reach
body.
Out
you
for
know,
my drink.
Yeah. It's really
the boob sweat's like the worst.
Oh, the boob sweat's terrible. And you have big boobs, so yeah. You have a
like
lot
when
more.
I, like when
you
I
have
get
a
lot
up more
it's
skin
just
contact.
Wet right under here. It's like that's
right.
That's hot.
You know when you're laying down? Somewhere else.
Yeah, they go to the sides. Yeah. And then, you know, mm-hmm. then they're stuck on your arm or something. Yeah. Mm. You know the thing is,
look at Coco go.
It's just a struggle.
Like, and all sweat seems to start there. Like
right
when
here,
I'm out,
yeah,
when I'm out in the yard, like John will be, his shoulders will get sweaty looking, and you know,
I would think pits. My armpits first, but nope.
It'll be
right
my stomach.
Here.
It'll mm-hmm. be like it's from my boob? From under my yeah. boob, dead, mm-hmm. and it rolls down my stomach.
Yeah.
Like, okay, so I just waded it up to my boobs. Like it's just, it's such a weird thing.
You want to hear something trippy about boobs?
Please tell us everything.
So there's this, she's a pro, well, it, this is going to sound weird, but I, as you're bringing up your giant boobs there, Coco, I thought of this other girl. I don't know her.
Bragger.
But she yeah, you are a bragger, Coco.
You know.
And a liar.
Yeah.
This girl is a pro surfer. She's a real, she's really young. She might be 20. If okay. she's, mm-hmm. if she's 21, I'd be shocked. So she had giant ones. Like,
is that
I'm
common
sure
in
she's...
the surf world? I don't know anything about the surf world.
Say that
world.
Again?
Is that common in the surf world? To, like, do most females have big boobs?
Like... No. In fact, if you're... It's just like any athlete, big
yeah,
boobs can be a problem, actually.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
you're... You know, and especially for surfing in particular...
Well, you're trying to be an athlete, and everyone's going. Gar, gar, gar. Well,
I don't know. I can't get behind her struggle. I don't know what she deals with. I would think it's more about just trying to surf and not having these things in the way when you've mm-hmm. got. Sure.
That's what I was thinking right. when she's like laying down on the board.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And just being top heavy in general. I mean, yeah. those things, they swing out and you know
right.
they set you off balance.
Yeah.
She
might have to tape them up like hard.
Sure.
Hard.
So,
yeah.
While we've been in quarantine this last year, the Pro Surf Tour was off because yeah. no one could travel, and right. so it just didn't happen. She came back from this vacation, from this quarantine, with no boobs.
Ooh. Oh.
And so she
no
clearly,
boobs or much smaller boobs?
No, like they're gone.
Like
these
she was
giant,
like, get those suckers off
it,
of there.
It would be, well, and it's one of those things where no one's talking about it, and they shouldn't. She's a young lady and a... It's just a trippy thing that her body has changed. And clearly, if you'd ask me, I'd say she went and got surgery.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
Probably. I wonder if she got a reduction, but then she was like, nope, just take them out.
Yeah. I don't know. But it's not being discussed, and it shouldn't be. She's a yeah. young, there's a little girl, a little woman, young woman. I don't know how to word this. Anyway, but it's
but
really.
The commentators certainly aren't touching that with a 10-foot
no,
pole.
Nobody
oh, no.
is. And, but it's, her body has completely changed. Good for her. But what a trip to see yeah. someone who leaves for quarantine and comes back a different woman. I guess my point in bringing it up is, so have you ever thought, get these things out of here?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah. Sometimes.
But then you thought, you went, but these are also, you know, gorgeous and I love them and so does
yeah,
everyone else.
That's exactly what went through right. my head.
What did actually go through your head? I'd be interested to know. Is it because they're, you know, your shoulders hurt after a long day? Is
yeah,
a pain
it's
in
my back.
What
it's like
it?
Right here in the middle, like my back starts to hurt. But then yeah, it's just on TikTok, I just was cracking up because I can't wear just a nice, modest top because my boobs are so big that it just pop. They just pop out. So now it just looks like a.
Oh, good for you!
It's not a good thing. So, and on TikTok, everybody
like this in the background.
They make you look heavier too.
Yeah.
Because any shirt mm-hmm. that you wear, unless it totally outlines them and comes back to your rib
yeah.
cage, it hangs
it
straight
makes you
down
look wider.
And make you look thicker.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's the issue.
The struggle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think you'll ever?
And I'm already tiny, so that makes it harder too.
Right.
Yeah.
Billie Eilish is someone who, because of the way she was dressing, looked like a much bigger than she is. And when she finally took off the giant overshirts, you go, oh, she's a tiny little thing. It's just
yeah.
those huge gazungas.
Huge boobs. Mm-hmm. Gazungas.
Or whatever.
I wonder if that pro surfer girl is better at her sport now.
Yeah, me too. I wonder.
Yeah, did she improve?
Out of the way.
It's still too soon to tell.
Yeah, but she was already really good.
Yeah, she's excellent. Absolutely. I'm sure it helped. I don't know what that must, like being in your 20s and struggling with that and deciding I don't want, like
this
is
my
career.
This is not what I want. Yeah.
This is my sport. this, I'm really good at it and could be world champ maybe a dozen times if I, you know, commit. And that's clearly a bold commitment.
Yeah. I guess I'm just used to like gymnasts, like not having boobs, and they always talk about that. Yeah.
Well, also gymnasts are usually like 13.
That's so true. It's not. Well, I'm thinking like Olympic stuff.
Yeah,
you
sure.
Know.
Right.
No. Well, they'll talk about starving themselves to keep their weight down, and often they probably, when they go back to civilian life, fill right out like a lady and go, "Oh, you had to eat."
Ah! Who knew?
Oh. Have a sandwich, and all of a sudden, my boobs came out. Whoa.
Right. One sandwich. I'll eat that tuna fish sandwich. Oh, what's happening here? Oh, goodness.
Who knew? Tell Isla that. Just eat a sandwich, you'll get boobs.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
She can't eat sandwiches.
No.
She's grounded. She doesn't get to do anything right now.
She doesn't get to have boobs.
The boobs are out.
She can't.
Sorry,
that girl can't
kid.
Wait. Chris doesn't have big boobs, does she?
No.
I wonder, but Sandy does. So she's got Sandy's side of the family, and then so your side and Christina's.
Yeah, I definitely got it from my mom's side, for sure.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. They're handed down the gift from mom?
Yeah.
Do all your sisters have giant gazongas?
My little sister.
People are asking.
She said with a straight face.
The texters are asking.
Yeah, the texters want to know.
Two of my sisters do, and my little sister, no.
Oh.
She's like a size zero, stick thin.
Oh.
Yeah. So she'll always take my tops and wear them because she can.
But, as a dress?
Well, kind of. But she likes to wear like flowy shirts. Mm. And I'm like, oh, if that's a cute top. And I'm like, I can fit into that. She goes, no, don't. You're going to stretch it out. I'm like, okay.
So, or you say, oh, that's a cute top. I can fit into that. And she goes, yeah, it's yours.
Yeah.
You stretch it out real nice for me.
Yeah, exactly. I do. I help her out.
All right. I want to get rolling here because Bryn and I were talking about this earlier. We always go till really late and then I get to like one story. So I got a bunch of stories I want to get to. So we're going to start the show.
Sounds good.
Doesn't it? KLLC, yeah. KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. It's 6:01 on Cinco de Mayo. We'll be right back. Oh, yeah.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.